Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Beth Ross is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Beth is a certified career coach. She works with individuals and corporate leaders to help them get the most out of their lives, out of their professions. As I said earlier, she helps them get out of their own way, and she's here to talk to us about how you and I can do that, especially in the area of bringing on the right people onto our teams. Beth Ross, welcome back to the show.
Hello, I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
It's good to have you back, Beth. One of the things you've been noticing, Beth, recently and that you've been working on is the way interview techniques are evolving, how they're changing, the way people go about finding the right talent, finding the right people. What do you think?
I think that one of the hottest topics going right now. A big part of my practice is interview training and reformatting of resumes, which is it's a very, very different kind of approach now. But
now when you say interview training, are you talking about for the interviewee or the interview training for the interviewee or the interviewer?
I'm talking about I train interviewees how to get past that first interview when they're it's an informational interview, usually done by someone in human resources who has a piece of paper in front of them and sometimes doesn't know what they're doing. So you've got to figure out how to get past that person, remembering that the purpose of any interview is never to get a job. It is to get the next meeting. You're not going to get a job offer on that first meeting. I mean, it's highly unlikely.
Right. So have things changed? Because the companies have changed, or because the generations being interviewed are different from the previous ones?
Things have changed because of the competitive nature of the marketplace. We're in a very bad time. I mean, interviews feel like life and death matters. They're very emotionally charged. I get people who are so nervous about a telephone interview. For instance, this is going to happen on Monday, and we're going to have interview training over the weekend because they're afraid they'll open their mouth and nothing will come out.
Are you attributing any of this attitude, this concern being having anything to do with the generations?
No,
So many of the new things that are going on these days in the workforce between the interactions is our generational dynamics. That's the only reason I bring that up.
Yeah, it is. It is. And as the interview go on to the second and the third and the fourth, and that final interview when the candidate doesn't get the job, someone else does, and then I'm in the position of working with them to understand, hey, why did this happen? Mm-hmm. I work with my clients on developing their value proposition. A value proposition is that one thing that makes them stand out and be unique. The younger generation understands this better than the older generation.
Right.
All the older is catching on really fast. Because three things have to be in that resume professional summary. Your value proposition, the basis for your two-minute pitch, and the third thing is a clear definition of who you are, what you're about, and how you can contribute to the situation you're perhaps interviewing for.
So these are the three things that you need to make sure you get in that first interview.
In the first interview and in subsequent interviews and the whole business. The first interview, you know, you have to remember that this is a stage performance. You've got to please the person on the other end of the line. Mm-hmm. And many times they're just as insecure as you might be at whatever level. Mm-hmm. So they're just screening. It's a screening process to see whether the human beings are really going to take the time to see you and interview you and consider you for a position.
And is this first approach the submitting of a resume, And is it and or a phone call or a first quick meeting? What is it likely to be?
You mean what is the first interview or how do you approach companies?
The first contact.
Oh, the first contact can be a lot of ways. The best way to have your first contact is to know someone inside the company.
Right.
This person who's going to be interviewing that I'm working with this weekend had an in. So she's already been anointed. They know what she looks like. They know that she would fit in to some extent into the corporate culture.
Right.
But they have
and
a
that,
whole
that
list.
Hasn't changed. That's classic, isn't it?
No. That hasn't changed at all.
Yeah. And so my resume needs to have those three things too, right? It needs to have the value proposition and
but it's very subtle. It doesn't announce itself as value proposition.
So you weave the value proposition.
Yeah, it's embedded in that professional summary so that they say, oh, the light bulb is on here. She's got this special skill, and she could contribute to our bottom line. It's all about money. They want to get someone who, one, can contribute, and two, who's not going to leave. Retention is the biggest word going in human resources today. It costs so much to hire someone. They want to be sure if they hire you, you're going to stay. So that's why it is a stage performance. You have to convince them that you are committed for life. We know perfectly well that the company is not committed to you, but you have to at least pretend that you're committed to them forever and ever.
One of the things you've given us is what you've just done is given us some of the fundamentals, some of the elements of this first interview. But it also seems to me that you got to figure out how to stage this performance. But also demonstrate your authenticity. And that's probably not all that easy to do. What do you think?
I agree. That's a very great statement that you just made. Your authenticity is so important. How you value, what is your work ethic? How loyal are you? There is basically, something, people are hired by people. You're going to ultimately, not at this first interview, but later on, be hired because somebody or somebody's, more than one person, really likes you. This is why interview training is such a good investment, because if you're ready, if you're confident, there's nothing they can throw at you that will throw you off. I work with people on learning those questions that we're afraid they'll ask, and yes, they will, and what should your answers be? How can you do it with authenticity?
Beth, give us your website, please.
My website is www.BethRoss.com.
Check it out. We're going to take a quick break, 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. When we come back, we're going to talk about how some of the hiring that's going on today is focused hiring. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.